Hello and welcome to these pre-show notes for Ramona Tells Jim by Sophie Wu, directed for the Bush Theatre by Mel Hilliard. The audio-described performance takes place on Saturday, October the 7th. There's a touch tour at 1:15. These notes will be delivered live through your headsets at 2:40 with any changes to give you a chance to refresh your memory and also check your headset is working, and the performance itself will begin at 2:45. The play lasts for 1 hour and 10 minutes with no interval. It takes place in the intimate setting of the small studio theatre, with the acting area surrounded on three sides by two rows of tiered seating. Ramona Tells Jim is set in the Scottish Highlands, in a small town on the west coast. The performance area has a floor and back wall with wavy edges, like the pattern made by waves along the shore. They're layered at the edges and painted with streaks of soft sea green and sand. A metre-high matching bench with a wavy top stands against the back wall on the left. Above it, seven glass jars are fixed to the back wall at head height. They contain a variety of small sea creatures. There's a hermit crab, a scallop, and a little starfish. On the right, the floor slopes upwards at the back to form a small hill the same height as the bench. This setting remains unaltered throughout the play. The locations change, but we're invited to imagine these as the story develops. We meet three characters, Ramona, Jim, and a young girl named Pocahontas. Ramona is 17, a young English schoolgirl out of her depth on a geography field trip. She's slender and awkward and holds herself very straight, arms clamped to her sides, or with her fists twisting the sleeves of her purple fleece. Her short brown wavy hair is held back with a black band, revealing a pale, anxious face with big brown eyes and delicate chiselled features. As she stares out intensely, she brings to mind a field mouse or small rabbit permanently poised to flee. As well as her purple fleece, Ramona wears a dark brown knee-length skirt with a floral pattern and a pointed handkerchief hem. Her legs are bare and her feet well hidden in a pair of sturdy short wellies edged with pink, and she wears a pink day pack on her back. She encounters Jim, a young local boy the same age as she is, and similarly dressed for beachcombing. He's tall and muscular with a healthy glow and an open expression, an outdoors boy as surely as Ramona is an urban girl. Jim wears a yellow waterproof over his khaki fleece, and the pockets of his brown cargo shorts bulge with unseen objects. He has a bright blue day pack on his back and strides about in sturdy walking boots. Looking at Ramona, he sometimes twists the cords of his yellow anorak while his face lights up with an uncertain smile. As the story develops, we meet Pocahontas, a trim blonde teenager. She's pale and often vibrates with suppressed rage as she stamps about in lime green shirt and black gilet over narrow black trousers. Her pale hair is scraped back off her face with a scrunchie and her brown eyes flash. Later, she appears in a see-through peach top spotted with white, worn over a matching camisole and a black bra, with tight white leggings and black pumps on her narrow feet. The outfit could be provocative, but on Pocahontas, it looks more routine. Finally, here are the cast and production credits. Ramona is played by Ruby Bentall and Jim by Joe Bannister. Pocahontas is Amy Lennox. The sound is designed by Dominic Kennedy and the lighting by Rajiv Patani. The set designer is Lucy Sierra. Ramona Tells Jim is written by Sophie Wu and directed for the Bush Theatre by Mel Hilliard. And that's the end of the pre-show notes.